Immigrants who grew up in the U.S. after being brought here illegally as children were among close to 200 demonstrators who gathered outside a federal courthouse in New Orleans, where three appellate court judges heard arguments over the Biden administration's policy shielding them from deportation. At issue is the future of about 535,000 people who have long established lives in the U.S., even though they don't hold citizenship or legal residency status, and could eventually be deported. The government argued states should not be able to challenge the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program because they've suffered no harm. But Texas and eight other Republican-dominated states argued the program has cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in public spending. I'm Norman Hall.